Then another wreck I was in was that coming out of Boonville on a local one time, and it was raining, and we had to do work all the way down the line, different stations. Okay. And we had a 2300 engine. That was a 282, a pretty large locomotive, steam. And the old conductor, after we got through, we eat at Perry, and the conductor told us to not pick up at Houston or Bigelow. We'd go on and try to, might pick up at Pinnacle, and had too much tonnage. So they had a, what we call a rock jockey, is it? At a section, me and a man running with a small motor car run ahead of each train 15 or 20 minutes between Bigelow and Roland. And we would, and if he found any rocks that fell off the mountain, well, then he would flag us. Well, this day we went, they was changing crews at Bigelow, and we went on by. We were supposed to stop there and pick up cars, and they didn't know it, and the depot agent didn't know we wasn't going to pick up his car, so we went on by, and they were in a siding. We run by them. Well, I'm about to run ahead of us. Well, we got over to Bigelow, Fish River Bridge. Well, we running, we saw the section men, a fellow named O.O. Vinson, Double Alt Vinson, that's what we called him. Had his initials, O.O. And so we talk about, so, well, he's come in from over that way. He's probably look a track over. Well, we come around Ross, what we call Ross Hollow, and I'd say there's one big steel span there that crosses the Ross Hollow at one place. It's, the hollow itself is about, I'd say it's almost 75 or 100 feet deep underneath it, and where they had made the cut. And see, it just blasted out of the side of the mountain, the railroad was. It, of course, this hollow wasn't, but it was they'd built a bridge around it. It was in a curve. And we come around the curve at Ross Hollow, and when we did, well, it was the engineer we had, he couldn't hear very good, couldn't see very good either one, so the fireman, I was sitting in the back of the fireman, and the other brakeman, Charlie Warman, he was sitting behind the engineer on the seat. And we looked up there, and we saw a big rock, looked like a big white-faced cow lay in the middle of the track. And so we hollered for engineer to big hole it, which is put it in emergency. That's what the slang word is, big hole it. And we hollered about twice, and he said, huh, and just like that. And so I jumped up on the sandbox, which the steam engine had to have a sandbox. You'd have every so often the fireman had to put sand in to keep the flues cleaned out. And so I jumped up and jumped the sandbox, and this other brakeman jumped up, and he said, big hole it. This rock on a big rock between the rail, and about that time we hit it. Well, the engine was just a bouncing up and down, and it derailed us. And the pilot, or a lot of people call it the cow catcher, it bent that thing underneath the engine, and it derailed us, and it tore the brake rigging off the engine, and 15 cars behind the engine. We never did know how we kept them, not just turned a lot of them off. Well, the firemen and this swing brakeman, they went up on the back of the tank. I started up there in the apron, what we call the apron. It was attached to the cab. Well, it was, it's attached to the cab, and it floats up and down, and, you know, where you can turn or something like that. And it was just jumping up and down. Well, I was afraid I started on the back of the tank, and it was jumping up and down, so I decided I better not do that. it might cut my foot off, you know. So I slid the window back. It was raining. I just slid the window back over on the left-hand side, the fireman's side. I just crawled out and got a hold of the gangway rods, and I slid down. I hit the ground. Engineer said that he estimated her speed about 35 miles an hour. Well, had on some overshoes, and I lost one of my overshoes. They found it where I hit the ground, and I just went end over end down the stubbles and then to the Arkansas. And the last big fall I had, well, I landed in some big old vines. And this was September 1947. And so it didn't break a bone. They came back and found me. And I was bruised. I was numb. I couldn't get up. And so they told me to, they was hunting for me. And I'd back there in the, down in there. And I thought the cars were going to turn over on me. And because they was jumping up and down too. And of course I was down into the old riverbed. And so they come and got me out and brought me back up there, and I was bruised all over and didn't have much blood on me. I tore my one stubble had tore my shirt, back of my neck, and my overalls way down at the back. So I went to my last leap. And so we went up there where the engine was derailed, and we called the section men, which is three big longs and three big longs, I think it was, and three shorts. That was section foreman's call. And they was the men that we run around at Foosh River. Well, they came up there. After they got me out of the vines down there and they come on back up there, I was sitting over there beside the bluff where they had blasted it out, and they was wondering what they're going to do, and this conductor came up, and he's going to walk to the telephone. It was about 3 miles from there, and get call a record. And when we come, and the section foreman got there, and the engineer and all of them, they decided they could, being as the wheels was close to rail, maybe we could cut the engine off and we might set the frogs and get it back on, which I wasn't helping them. I was just sitting on a big rock. And so they got a big kick out of me. We didn't even, I was hurting all right, but I didn't have an aspirin or nothing to take. So I was sitting on this big rock, and I looked down between my legs, and there come out a rattlesnake about as big as a broom handle. Well, I didn't take me long to see. I didn't need an aspirin tab or nothing. I crawled up in there. And so we got to the wreck. We got the engine re-railed and tied the brake beams up and got the brake rigging tore out from under cars. I did. The rest of the crew and the section men did. And so we came on in the Biddle with a train, except we stopped at Rolling and got a boxcar so we could put that next to the engine and use it for a brake. And the engineer could also use his throttle and stop it with steam.